All right, guys. So I'm driving home. I should be there within the next 5 minutes or so, maybe six, seven. I don't know. Soon. And I'm kind of bummed. I'm really bummed. Well, not really bummed. Not really. Just kind of. Like, just bothered bummed. Like, oh, man. Right? Just one of those. It's not going to ruin my day. But I was on Podbean, just kind of messing around, listening to some podcasts. And I went to my station, my podcast, to check it out. Actually, I was searching for it, right? So I went on search. I was listening to the Chris Hardwick's show. And I went on mine, and I was going to go. I went to the search option, and I typed in The Gator Pit. The name of the podcast is The Gator Pit Podcast. And I haven't used it. So I was going to start recording something on there. So I typed in search. I went, The Gator Pit, right? I just left it at that. I didn't put The Gator Pit Podcast. I put The Gator Pit. And there's a Gator Pit there. That's not me. What? So I clicked on it. Yeah, it's already like 97 podcast episodes in. The Gator Pit. There was already a Gator Pit. What the hell? That's horrible. So then I went, where did I go? I think I went on Spreaker. Was it Spreaker? I think it was Spreaker. I don't know. I went somewhere else too. I have a few podcasting apps on my phone, so I just kind of clicked on one. And I typed in The Gator Pit there as well. There's The Gator Pit there as well. That same one, the same people. What? Man, what a bummer. Right? Here I thought I was being all original, you know, Gator Johnny. The Gator Pit. Duh, right? Now, that has caused problems in the past because people did assume it was going to be like an animal show. And I tried to cater to that, but I love animals, but that's not what my podcast is about. You know, I just talk about whatever. It's more of an audio blog, right? So, but still, I was like, yeah, Gator Johnny, the Gator Pit. Like, how perfect is that? Well, someone else thought so too. The guy's name is The Gator, and his station is The Gator Pit. Man, I was a little bummed. I was like, my mouth fell open, like, oh, like I was so insulted. Like, dude, how dare you take my name? But then I look and he has like all these episodes there, and I'm like, okay, maybe you took it yourself. So yeah, man, I was bummed, but that's okay. That's all right. You know, it's just a name. It's just a name. One thing I've noticed, you know, I used to really freak out over the name of the podcast, right? Like, it's important. It's important. And yeah, I guess it is to a degree, but more important is you, the podcaster, right? The content creator. That's more important. So, the one thing I haven't seen anywhere is Gator Johnny. That one's all original. That one's all me. Anywhere I go on social media, it's available. Like when I went to Instagram and I typed in Gator Johnny, boom, I got it. All good. Now, when I went on social media and typed in my full name, Johnny Matos, I couldn't get it. It was already taken. What? But Gator Johnny, boom, got it. Went on Snapchat, Gator Johnny, boom, got it. Came here on Anchor, Gator Johnny, boom, got it. Went on Twitch, because I'll stream gameplay every once in a while. Gator Johnny, boom, got it. Went on Twitter. Oh, whoa, hold on. No, you know what? On Twitter, it's not there. Gator Johnny is taken. I'm Gator Johnny 316 on Twitter. Ooh, that's interesting. Did I create a Twitter account years ago with Gator Johnny? You know, I don't think I've checked. I think I've gone in, tried to change my username to Gator Johnny, couldn't do it, so I put Gator Johnny 316. I don't think I've gone on Twitter and searched at Gator Johnny. Wouldn't it be something if that's mine, like from years ago? That would be crazy, because I'm not a big, I'm not an avid Twitter user. I'm not. We use it every once in a while. I really want to get better, though. Like, I see a lot of similarities between Twitter and Anchor, something, you know, very similar. One is audio, one is written. But I don't know. I don't know. It just didn't work for me, right? So me and Sheena doesn't use it a lot either. So we'll go on every once in a while and never use it. So I very well may have created a Gator Johnny account on Twitter years ago that I never used. Oh, man, now that's bugging me. I'm actually in the car. I'm driving home right now. I'm not too far. I'm about a mile or two away, so I should be home here in a couple of minutes. Oh, man, I got to check. That'd be funny if that's mine. Gator Johnny on Twitter, an account that I made years ago. But anyway, I digress. I remember on MySpace. Oh, no, never mind. No. My name was the Gator Johnny back then. I actually got the Gator Johnny name after I finished wrestling alligators. A coworker named me that just because of the fact that that's what I had done. But yeah, that name is pretty unique. That name is pretty much mine. I should trademark it just because. Sheena made a website, GatorJohnny.com, so I have that. I own that. But the Gator Pit, man, kind of bummed. But you know what? That's all right. I'm just going to change the name, and actually, I already have. I'm going to call my podcast Gator Johnny's Audiophile. See what I did there? It's a little play on words, right? A little double entendre. I don't know if that's the right term, double entendre. But it is a play on words. Audiophile, right? Like an audio vlog or an audio blog, an audio file. But I write it in with the PH. So it's audio, PHILE. If you put that word file together with audio, audiophile, it's a person who loves audio. It's a fan of audio. It's a lover of audio, right? Of all things audio. An audiophile. I am an audiophile, hence Gator Johnny's Audiophile. It makes sense, see? It's like a little play on word. It's not my audio blog. It's not my audio vlog. It's not my podcast. It's my audio file. Ha ha! Come on, I'm clever, right? That was cool. That was clever. Whatever. Y'all don't have to shake your head at me. I know what I got. But yeah, I can't help but like be a little bummed by it. It's not going to ruin my night or anything, but I'm just astounded. Like, I was so sure that I was being creative, that I was the only one in the world who had the Gator Pit, right? Because there's a lot of snake pits. Like, I'll see gyms, fitness centers called the Snake Pit. There's actually a professional wrestling school, a famous professional wrestling school in England. Yeah, don't I always turn everything about pro wrestling? Always. Pro wrestling is freaking life. But there's a professional wrestling school in England, in Wigan, England, called the Snake Pit, right? So I've seen that a lot. Of course, again, going back to pro wrestling, Piper's Pit, everybody remembered that. So I thought I was being all freaking creative. Gator Johnny, of course it's going to be called the Gator Pit. And of course, it is taken. So, oh crap. You know what? Now that I think about it, I'm going to go check Gator Johnny's audio file. Because here I am thinking, well, Gator Johnny is completely original. Nobody is that. Let me go look for it. At least I know it's not on Anchor or on Podbean, because I did create Gator Johnny's audio file. I changed the name to audio file there. But let me go look it up. Let me type it in on Google, because who knows, man? Who knows? I was completely 100% guaranteed sure that nobody had the Gator Pit. And bam, someone's been using it. So, yeah, I'm going to go check. I'm pulling up my block right now. Almost home. I'm going to stay with you guys all the way in. Because I'm still bummed. Man, I got to talk to Sheena about this. But I'm going to talk to her with you guys. Because that's what we do, right? Us audiophiles. That's what we do. See, now I'm going to have fun with that name. Gator Johnny's Audiophile. I like that name. It makes sense. It makes sense to me. I know when I tell Sheena, she's going to go, okay. I don't know if she's going to get it. And then I'm going to explain it to her. She's going to go, why don't you just call it Gator Johnny Podcast? So let's see. Let's see if she says that. First, I'm probably going to get bombarded by the kids jumping up. Dad is home! Which, by the way, is my favorite sound in the world. Not the dogs barking, but my kids. There we go.
We've been playing board games.
Where's
for
the baby?
Hour. He's sleeping.
Oh, boy.
I didn't even realize it was that late.
Daddy, yeah. Can you play the princess finale
They want me to play Princess Monopoly.
Yeah, because now I gotta cook dinner. I didn't really
forget. Wow.
Yeah, so now you have to play Mama's.
Well, I don't have to. Hey, so, yes, I caught that all on Anchor, because here we are on my podcast. But I'm bummed out. I went on Podbean, right? And I went to look up my broadcast, my podcast. So I typed in the Gator Pit. There's a Gator Pit, and it's not me. Bummer. And he has like 90 something episodes. Like, he's been there for a while. Bummer.
Probably took it off of your Anchor and was like, hey, there's not one.
No, it's been there. Apparently it's been there a while. And then I went to Spreaker. I went somewhere else and I typed in the Gator Pit. It's there. And it's not mine.
Well, just be Gator Johnny. Why does it have to be the Gator Pit?
Apparently not. Well, now I'm going to call it on Anchor. I'm Gator Johnny, but my podcast is going to be called Gator Johnny's Audio File. Ah, see, what did I say, right? That's exactly what I said she was going to say. Yeah, but you have to understand what that means. It's going to be spelled audio.
Like the Croc Files?
No. It's going to be spelled audio, A-U-D-I-O, file, P-H-I-L-E.
Like a pedophile?
Yes, because an audiophile, if you put the words together, is a lover of audio. So, but it's my audio file, but with a P-H, like the Phillips file. Audio file.
Okay.
What did I tell you? I told you she was going to say that because she doesn't get it. But yes, so a little bummed out, but I feel better now that the family's here. I am really thirsty because I've been working out in the sun all day, so it's time for a drink. That means iced tea because I'm straight edge. I don't drink alcohol, so. And I'm going to have to find a way to get out of Princess Monopoly, so.
Hey, you got to take my place in Princess Monopoly so I can cook.
Oh, my God.
I'm the yellow one.
That's my cue, then. I'm out. Later.
Hey, Mr. Johnny. Mr. Gator Johnny. I had the same problem. I have a podcast that I store on Podbean. And I used to be a part of a group of people that did one podcast. And we had an episode every day. And we had a ton of listeners. And it was called Wave Radio. But then that disintegrated. So I had to go out on my own. And I called it In the Green Room. And I'd been, I have like a year's worth of episodes I uploaded. And then I went searching on all the other platforms, and there's so many green rooms already. I was like, I mean, there's like 10 of them, and then one of them seems to dominate. So I called it Ray's Green Room. I don't know if it's going to make any difference. I don't want to totally change the name, but that's the way it goes, yo's.